Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
1 Corinthians 15 and verse 4 says, He was raised on the third day. The word for today is the first in a series offering evidence of Christ's resurrection. We need to trust the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Here are two evidences of it. First of all, the Lord's Day. For thousands of years, the Hebrew people had maintained their Sabbath doctrine. Then later, a group of early Christians who were Jews changed the day of worship from the seventh day to the first day. What could account for their deserting a tradition to which they'd held so steadfastly? The resurrection of Christ, which happened on the first day of the week. His appearance to the disciples on the first day of the week and the outpouring of His Spirit on the church on the first day of the week. So, on the first day of the week, the disciples met to worship Him. Secondly, the celebration of Easter. This took the place of the Jewish festival of Passover. So why did the Jews, who regarded the Passover to be the most important event in the history of their nation, forsake it in favor of the celebration of Easter, which was the most important festival among Christians? The salutation was, Christ is risen. The reply was, Christ is risen indeed. What fact, other than the resurrection, can explain the reality of the Easter celebration, which we can trace all the way back to the era of the early church? Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3, 4, and 6, For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters. Evidence of Christ's Resurrection, Part 1. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.